Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Pei Vav. For the next few days, the Masechet turns its focus to the topic of Matan Torah. Today's daf raises the question: what day was the Torah given, Vav or Zayin Sivan? The debate is based on the debate on an earlier Machlokas in Amud Aleph in Halacha about Tumah and Tahara. At the end of the one section, if one is Mekel, it would come out that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan on the sixth day. But if one is Machmir, Bnei Yisrael would have needed an extra day of separation, and the Torah would have been given on Zayin Sivan. Comes Magen Avraham in Arachayim Tav Tzadik Dal in Hilchos Shavuos that if one looks in Hilchos Nida, that's Yeredei Kuf Tzadik Vav, we actually pass on the Chumra, which would mean that Matan Torah falls on Zayin Sivan, yet our Shavuos falls on Vav Sivan. And we call this Man Matan Torah Seinu. Magen Avraham throws up his hands. What's going on? So Magen Avraham explains that really we paskin the Kula in that Machlokas, which means we paskin the Kula in the sense that therefore Matan Torah really was on Vav Siman. But when it comes to Hilchos Nida, specifically the Halacha was L'chumra. So the Magen Avraham then says an incredible idea that according to the count of Bnei Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim, they left on a Thursday, and we have understanding that Matan Torah was on a Shabbos, which means 7 weeks later, after the start of the count, 49 days was Thursday, which is the 49th day. Friday was the 50th day, and Shabbos is day 51, which in Eretz Yisrael would be Shabbos, because we have one day of Chag. Chag is on the Friday. But in Chutz La'aretz, it would come out that it would be Yom Tov Sheni, day 51. So it says the Magen Avraham, in Achinami, that is Shavuos, which is a remez to Yom Tov Sheni. One might be led to believe that Shavuos shouldn't even require Yom Tov Sheni. If not for the Rambam, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that we are Mechalek Moados. So really, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Sukkos, it's on the 15th day of the month. You had the people that would run from the Yerushalayim after the month was declared, the new month was declared. They would run, they would try to announce and let everybody know that there was a Rosh Chodesh in order to know when the Chag would fall. And sometimes they were delayed and wouldn't get there on time, so it came the suffix of which day to keep the Chag. And that's how Yom Tov Sheni basically began as an issue. But by Shavuos, we know exactly when it's going to fall, because it's, if we know when Pesach falls, by the time 30, 40 days get in, you're going to know when Pesach was. You just count 49 days. We know exactly when it was. It comes around and says we don't want to separate Moados. But by day 49, Sirius Omer, even the communities far away from Shliach, during the time of Mekachin on Piri'iya, we were confident about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. As we mentioned, there's a Chuvas Chasim Sofer where he upheld a psak of Shlomo Kluger made in Yom Tov Sheni in his city in Poland, where there was a goses, a person who was literally on their last breaths, and the person hadn't had children. So what the problem would be, he would die, his wife would have to do Yibum. The problem was, there was a brother-in-law, but they just didn't know where he was. So they wanted to suggest maybe he could write a get for his wife to divorce her, have a messenger bring the get, and the day's only out of suffix, so otherwise she would be stuck. So Shlomo Kluger said, no, you're not allowed to do this, and he asked the Chasam Sofer after the fact if he supported his psak. The Chasam Sofer agreed and said, Yom Tov Sheni Shavuos is even more chamer. He says, because by Pesach and by Sukkos, it's Betorah Safik. We didn't know which day we're not, but by Shavuos we for sure know. So we see that the Chachamim were machmer even by Shavuos. That's the paradigm apparently for Yom Tov Sheni. So there's an incredible psak of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that before we had a fixed calendar and we didn't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu in the Tefillah of Shavuos, because the day could have fallen on the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th, the Sivan, based on whether if Nisan and Iyar were full months, which means 30 day months, Male 30 days, 30 days, then Shavuos would have been on the 5th day Sivan. Or if both months, Nisan and Iyar, would be 29 days, that's Chaser, then it would fall on the 7th of Sivan. And it was could go either way. So said the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we never said Zman Matan Torah Seinu because of this. Once there was a fixed calendar, which put Nisan as 30 days and Iyar as 29 days, then Vav Sivan became the fixed day for Shavuos, and we started to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So the Tzlach and Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Ches and Beis, disagreed and said that really all 3 days of Hey, Vav, and Zayin, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of Sivan, are associated with Matan Torah. Therefore, we can add Zman Matan Torah Seinu no matter what. Hey was the day when we said Nasav Nishma. According to Rabbi in a Gemara was on Zayin Sivan that the Torah was given. But maybe we could say an inspiring idea according to Shulchan Aruch Rav about Kabbalah Satorah, that really we need to want and appreciate the Torah as the most precious gift. We need to see it as something that's essential. The Torah does not explicitly link Shavuos to Matan Torah, maybe because we need to turn it into that great celebration.